This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Who decides what is in the best interest of a child? That expression has been part of our legal system for centuries, and when the great British lawyer William Blackstone codified English law in the 18th century, the expression clearly meant that the biological parents of a child were expected and authorized to make decisions in the best interest of their own children. Nobody ever made any convincing or scientific argument against that policy. But in the 1970s, without any legislative approval, it became popular to say that the village should raise the child. The liberal establishment defined village to include all sorts of government busybodies, such as public school officials, hired consultants, psychologists, and especially judges in family courts. Family court judges are the lowest in the pecking order of the judiciary, but they have become the most powerful, because their decisions are seldom appealed or overruled or even published. This system of having judges make decisions about the care and raising of children has become so universal that, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, family court judges now control the private living arrangements of 46 million Americans and $40 billion of their own money, which the judges have the power to transfer between households. Many of these parents have never committed any action that violates our laws. To show you how intrusive these family court judges are, look at the Chicago case where the parents disagreed about which church their child should be raised in, and a judge took it upon himself to decide which religion the kid should adopt. How did we get to a situation whereby some judge can decide a child's religion? Fortunately, that judge was overruled on appeal. I urge you to read my new book called Who Killed the American Family, to help restore the family and the authority of parents to their honored place in American society.
In her new book, Who Killed the American Family, Phyllis Schlafly answers that very question. Judges, feminists, psychologists, school districts, college professors, and politicians looking for votes are all to blame. Join the blog conversation with your own answer to the question, Who Killed the American Family? Go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Water. are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Good evening, everybody. Good morning, wherever you are in the world. My name is Andrew Johnson, and I'm filling in with a friend of mine for Ralph Winterode, who will be back next week. Ralph's taking a break this week to go and watch some of the football that's going on this weekend, apparently, something which I know nothing about, so I can't comment. And I have with me Dr. Judy Wood, who is in the USA too, but I'm in the UK, and we're going to be talking primarily about things related to 9/11 tonight, but we may branch off into some other areas too. We will take some calls later on, and there may be some people who know the call-in number, which I'll read out shortly, but you can hang fire with the calls, because we're going to cover some other things first. And I think what I'm going to do is, until the music fades in, I'm going to start reading a passage which I thought was appropriate as a kind of background to some of what we're going to talk about today. And it's actually by a chap called Ralph René, who wrote a book in the 1990s called NASA Mooned America, which is all about how the moon landings were basically, you know, hoax and were faked, and he goes through a lot of evidence. But before he goes through that evidence, he actually has a preface and an introduction, and this is part of that introduction. And he writes in his book, "Over a decade ago, I wrote a column called One Man's Opinion for my local North Jersey Mensa newsletter imprint. At the local level, Mensa is primarily a social organization, but the qualification for membership is to score in the top 2% of the population on standard intelligence tests. The North Jersey group used to put out a good newsletter, but I soon discovered that whenever I attacked some sacred cow, particularly a scientific sacred cow, vitriolic, knee-jerk responses were triggered from people who were certifiably intelligent. I finally came to realize that my fellow Mensans were just as subject to failures in logic as are the rest of humankind, myself included. Our, brackets, what I call emotional belief system, or EBS, is the sum total of our inner philosophy. This evolves from the sum total of our life experiences. Our personal philosophies are basically emotional, because much of what we believe is not necessarily logical. Indeed, it may even be contradictory, but nonetheless, we make our decisions and govern our lives accordingly. Our EBS is implanted in our early childhood by cultural osmosis and authoritarian pronouncements. We are imprinted by our society's opinions in the same way a baby duck is imprinted by the first moving object it sees after hatching. Much of this imprinting is due to religion, which is one of the great moulders of societies. Then add our early education, what we are taught or not taught, and our parents' influence. This is the process by which we eventually come to know right from wrong, good from evil, success from failure, and stool from shinola and shoe polish. Have you ever wondered how a man from a third world country wearing a pair of tattered trousers can be so pleased with himself, even though his ribs stand out from hunger? How can he feel so fine, knowing that the great number of children he has sired will be as dirt poor as he is? The reason is that in his society, the very act of siring marks him the success he is. Logical? No. Emotionally satisfying? Yes. Our EBS is reinforced by education, most of which takes place before our critical faculties develop or our logic centres mature. Our imprinted opinions can vary from era to era, from country to country, or from county to county. These influences cause our philosophies to vary according to sex, religion, status, occupation, or even physical and mental attributes. As I said before, EBS represents the sum total of our lives. No two lives are identical, so the fringe layers of our inner philosophies are as individualistic as our fingerprints. But unlike our prints, which are fixed at birth, our personal philosophy can and does change somewhat as a response to each day's new experiences being filtered and compared against the old. And that, as I say, was from a book called NASA Mooned America by Ralph Renné. Those weren't my words. And it's basically, to me, quite a good way of describing how, well, describing the reasons, really, when we start to talk about some of the topics we're going to talk about tonight, or some of the topics that Ralph talks about, people just can't handle it. They can't take in what we're saying. They look at us with strange expressions, and, you know, we really can't get across what we're trying to convey to them. We cannot get that across. I'd like to now bring in Dr. Judy Wood, who is with me on the line, and I wondered if you've got any response to that. We may get cut into by the music.
Yes, I'd like to comment. That is a really great thing that you read. I'd like to add to it, though, the sense of conformity, that people tend to conform, and they assume that what everyone else is doing must be right, and they just bend to that what they think is. Otherwise, why do we have fashion?
Right. And I think, you know, one of the things we found is, you know, we don't conform in a number of ways, particularly in, you know, what we've come to know about 9/11, for example, where a large proportion of the population conforms to what they think is, you know, what they've been told, basically. But then we've also encountered in what we've been doing in the last 7 or 8 years now, a new kind of conformity that's been put into place, which is essentially, you could call it the 9/11 truth movement, and people within that group feel that they have to conform to what other people are now putting out. We're going to talk a little bit about some of that, in that we've got some updates to what we talked about. Well, it was almost a year ago now when Dr. Wood and myself did a similar thing, and we filled in for Ralph. And there's been a few developments since that time, which I'm going to talk about. I think it's basically to do with covering up the truth of 9/11. And there are, for people that have not heard me speak before, and heard Dr. Wood, speak before, there are two layers of cover-up in relation to 9/11. The first layer of the cover-up is the official story, you know, with the Bin Laden story and the planes crashing into the towers and the hijackers and all that nonsense. And when you begin to scratch into that story, it very quickly falls apart, as I began to discover in 2003. But then once you scratch through that, you encounter another layer of cover-up, which is populated by... It's populated by, well, really some quite strange people that you find out that seem to have a very strange agenda, in that you initially come into this, as I did, thinking that you're dealing with people that want to know the truth, and they're willing to carry on looking for the truth, even when they think, you know, even they think they might have initially found it. You can show them something which proves that what they originally thought cannot be true. And you go through this kind of weird process whereby you know, I have people that I once counted as friends. They knew that the official story of 9/11 was false, but when I tried to explain to them what I'd now come to understand, they weren't interested. So we're going to go for a break now, and there's going to be some commercials, so we'll be back in about, I think, something like 3 minutes.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling, and you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Good evening, wherever you are in the world, or good afternoon, wherever you are in the universe. My name is Andrew Johnson, and I am filling in for Ralph Winterode, who will be back next week, and I'm with Dr. Judy Wood. And we are primarily talking about 9/11, because that's an area of research that we've spent a lot of time involved with. And in the introductory segment, I'd read out a piece by Ralph Rene, who'd written a book about the Apollo moon hoax, And it's interesting to note that when I did a discussion on this on a UK TV program, I actually got more emails about the Apollo program that we did than I did about any of the other topics, including 9/11. So it's one of these areas which really seems to touch a very strong nerve with people. I think
it's filled with belief.
Yeah. And it's in common with 9/11. A lot of the information is put forward as if it's scientific, but when you actually get down to it, it is it's based on belief. And another thing I wanted to bring up, because as I say, we did do a program I think almost a year ago, and myself and Dr. Ward, we've essentially been documenting the cover-up of 9/11. And I've been documenting the cover-up specifically of what Dr. Wood has been saying over the last, since about 2006, arguably before, but that's when it became a little bit more public. And one of the things that came out a few months ago, in fact it was around the anniversary of 9/11 that it came out, was a new fictional novel, which was by a lady called Rebecca Roth. Now, this looked quite interesting to me because the novel was basically said to be about, based on the real knowledge of a flight attendant who was serving as a flight attendant around the time of the events of 9/11. And she claimed to know some of the people that actually were involved as flight attendants in, you know, when the planes went missing and so forth. And a YouTube video appeared, which was an interview with this lady, and she claimed in this video that she was one of the foremost experts on research into 9/11. But when I checked this video out, it was a video which was done for something called the Writing Room, but I couldn't really find much about this so-called Writing Room podcast or program or whatever it was. I did find, I think, a restaurant in New York which had the name Writing Room, but I couldn't find any associated, podcast or anything associated with this. So that was a bit peculiar. But I decided that I would get hold of the Kindle version of the book. There was an Amazon Kindle, one of these digital versions of the book, which I bought and I downloaded and I read it. And it was quite an interesting book. It was, the first half was basically, just like a romance novel almost. Quite engaging. It was fairly easy read. It was fairly good English and things like this. It was good English. There's no problems with the English or anything like that. And then it started to unfold into the experience of this character that she'd had on 9/11 as a flight attendant, and she was trying to explain what some of the problems were with the stories about the planes and the plane crashes. And essentially she contended that the planes had been landed somewhere and that the people had been taken off the planes and so on. And when I heard the trailer for this video, this interview, it sounded like there was going to be quite a lot more information about the planes and passengers in the book than there actually was. When I actually read the book, there wasn't a great deal of information. No, there was nothing particularly new. And people can read this. It's available on Amazon. I think it's about, $8 or something. I can't remember what the price is. It's not particularly expensive. But I wanted to find out specifically if there was any mention of Dr. Judy Wood's research in this book. That was one of my keen areas of interest in this. And, of course, I'll read you what I wrote, because I posted a review on the Amazon site which people could go and read if they want, but I'll just read a portion from that review that I wrote, because I'd written that in this book, more troubling is the inclusion of a physics professor named Jonas and his peer-reviewed scientific paper about thermite being used to destroy the towers. Similarly, the towers are described many times having collapsed. in the book, this is. The research of Dr. Judy Wood, not mentioned or referenced anywhere in the narrative, shows the towers did not collapse. They mostly turned to dust in midair. It seems the author is not familiar with my own research into this area of 9/11 evidence, that the thermite story was implanted to distract people away from the evidence which shows what happened to the towers. And I have evidence in spades that this is true. In other words, that the thermite is a bogus story, and unlike Dr. Wood's research, none of the thermite evidence was put into a court case. I.e., those like Jonas promoting this evidence actually know that they are lying about it. And this is one of the key things that you're going to have to come to terms with when you study this. And then there's this president's speech at the end of the book, which is it's quite engaging, and it's sort of written, I think, to appeal to the masses and make people's kind of, you know, give them a feel-good factor at the end. But it really misses out.
They live happily ever after.
And they live happily ever after kind of thing, yes. But, of course, there's no talk of the energy issue. There's no talk of energy weapons, and there's no talk of the towers turning to dust. There's no talk of Hurricane Erin, for example. So we did discuss that book, didn't we, Dr. Wood, at the time? We discussed it a little bit.
Right, and also no toasted cars. And
right. So there was an awful lot that was missed out. And I posted this review, and there was no real response from the author. I've not heard from Rebecca Roth personally. I don't know whether anyone else has.
I don't think she's written anything before or since that I can tell.
Oh, no, that's one of the things. There doesn't seem to be a history of this person. She said she's a foremost researcher, but, I've been researching into 9/11 for essentially 10 years now, really, and I'd never heard of this person before. I'm familiar with at least the names of most of these researchers, even if I've not sort of corresponded with them or written about them or anything. So people can go and read that if they're interested, but at the end of it, I have to say, to me, it seems like just another part of the cover-up, really.
To me, it seems like they like to give people a choice, either or. If they don't like choice A, then they assume B is correct.
Right.
And so, if people decide the official story doesn't make sense, then they assume that this other alternative story has got to be correct. And as long as, it keeps them there, that's fine. But it's important that they not see that there's other choices.
Absolutely, and this is, to keep people going in circles is one of the objectives. Introducing doubt, that's one of the key ones. This kept people going in circles. And, we hear, and in fact, somebody said this to me a couple of days ago on Facebook, we just need to agree that the official story is false, which is essentially what Dr. Wood was saying just there. And, you get that so much that people just think, we just need to, disagree
then
with
what?
The official story, and then, that's it sorted. And we're going to talk more a bit about this in a couple of minutes, because I think we've got another break coming up now. And we'll speak to you soon.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Good morning, good evening, wherever you are around the world, or good afternoon. My name's Andrew Johnson, and I'm with Dr. Judy Wood, and we're filling in this week for Ralph Winterode. He'll be back next week. He's decided to go and have a look at some of the sporting events going on this weekend, and we wish him well with that. And I'll just pause for a minute and thank Ralph for everything he's done with the legal challenges he's been making over the years. I think it's a very important area of work that he's been doing, and it's very, very difficult. He's made a lot of sacrifices, and I think we've got him to thank. Certainly, myself and Dr. Wood thank him for what he's helped us with directly with the 9/11 research. So I'd just like to say that here now. We will take calls probably the next hour, and the number to call is 800-313-9443, and we'll probably take calls the next hour. We were talking about the 9/11 cover-up, and I'm also going to probably play a clip shortly, because we've seen this ongoing attempt to cover up Dr. Judy Wood's research as well as the events of 9/11 itself, or themselves. I've written a book about that. It's called 9/11 Finding the Truth, which you can download for free from my website, which is checktheevidence.com, and you can just Google my name, Andrew Johnson, 9/11 Finding the Truth, and that'll come up, and you'll get a free download, and there's a PDF download, and there is an audio download as well. So you're welcome to look at that and write to me with questions. If you have any questions, having read it, I'm always happy to receive those. And Dr. Judy Wood has written a fantastic book called Where Did the Towers Go, as listeners to this program will probably appreciate. That is still available through Amazon, and it's available from me in the UK. So, you know, we're still sort of sending those copies out to people that are willing to pay for them. I've also sent out a number of loan copies, and a number of review copies have been given away over the last few years as well. It's a recommended read for everyone. We get people writing to us saying it changes their world. In fact, I'd like to talk a little bit about that later if we get time. But I think for now we are going to talk about the cover-up. And I think, again, I'm going to go a little bit back in history to, again, about September last year, because we had this character who goes by the name of Dane Wigington, and he runs a website called geoengineeringwatch.org. A little bit of a mouthful, but what geoengineering is it's basically engineering the weather. It's to do with changing the weather using artificial means, and there's a lot of talk of this now. It's maybe not something that's come up on Ralph's program very much, but I have a particular interest in it. I've had an interest in it since 2004. You know, and people talk about chemtrails and you know, things related to that. Are the two related? Are geoengineering and chemtrails related? Some say absolutely yes, but then again, some people say absolutely there were bombs in the World Trade Center, and we now know that that's almost certainly not true. There were explosions, but there were no bombs, as I understand it. So with geoengineering, we have to again look at the evidence, which Dane Wigington doesn't seem to have done a very good job of, because it came to my attention back in, I think it was September the, when was it? It was, I think, September the 27th, that Dane Wigington had a certain guest on, a guest who's been on this program too, Mr. Richard Gage. And what I'm going to try and do here is I'm going to play a 2-minute clip of Mr. Wigington speaking to Mr. Gage, and I think you should be able to understand quite quickly why I'm playing this clip. So I'm just going to fiddle with my settings here for a minute, and you should hopefully hear this in a moment.
With the whole 9/11 issue from bottom to top, again, there is really nothing that supports the official story, and everything supports the conclusions that your group, and again, how could you have a stronger group than that, 2,200 people? And there's a lot of, I know there's a lot of disinformation. We talked about this off the air, a lot of people that want to grab at straws, and they grab it, you know, I've seen information, the laser beams from space and all this sort of stuff that is simply designed to make people reject the actual facts. We see the climate engineering of people trying sorts of fringe things in subject to cloud the issue, the disinformation. But in this case, there is, when you have 2,200 plus architects and engineers signing their credibility, how could you have any more weight than that? And so I hope people that have heard lots of other peripheral that have confused them, look at 9/11 A&E. That's the nuts, bolts, facts that really cannot be argued with in any way, shape, or form. So on this, Richard, I know that some of these other theories that appear to have been thrown out there for this clouding issue, right? But they're not really making progress with that. I mean, I think you guys have really gained the lion's share of credibility and attention.
Well, I think so, and that's because we're looking at it scientifically. Regarding Judy Wood and her theory of directed energy weapons, she does the site around the towers and tries to find to try to support an unusual theory that she doesn't even know what evidence would support that theory, because we don't know anything about directed energy weapons or how they work. We don't even know if they exist We know they're experimental programs. But in the process, what Judy Wood does is deny the scientific forensic evidence that we do have for nanothermite, which we haven't even discussed yet on this call, but it's small red gray chips of high-tech nano by an international team of scientists led by Neil Tarek in Copenhagen, which nanothermite should not be found in the World Trade Center dust.
Okay, so what you heard there was Dane Wigington, who runs geoengineeringwatch.org, talking to Richard Gage, who runs...
About laser beams from outer space, and they think that that discredits their movement. Well, why is he talking about it?
Right, and I just want to point out here something very simple initially. What I've done there is I've played a clip from Dane Wigington and Richard Gage. I've actually played the clip so you can hear what they actually said. You will never hear Richard Gage in any of his presentations playing clips of what Dr. Judy Wood actually says, right? He will misquote her. He will lie about her. Now, if you go and look at my website, you will see that I have a copy of a check signed by Richard Gage, drawn on Architects and Engineers for the 9/11 Truth funds, paying for a copy of Dr. Judy Wood's book, Where Did the Towers Go? You will also see on that same page a copy of the contents page from that book. And you will see that Dr. Wood's book goes through the evidence for thermite and all of those things that Richard Gage says that Dr. Judy Wood does not address. So this proves, plain and simple, Richard Gage is a liar, and Dane Wigington is a liar too. Now, it may just be that he hasn't had time to read the book, but if so, he's
either to make a statement, he's still lying with that statement.
Right, he's agreeing with the lies, and he's a very careless researcher because he hasn't actually even taken the trouble to buy a copy of this book or borrow a copy, or even ask Richard Gage to borrow his copy. I mean, they seem to be friends. Why doesn't he ask to borrow a copy and look at the contents page? Instead, he repeats this propaganda about Dr. Wood's research, which is laser beam from space. And oddly, Richard Gage sort of corrects him and says directed energy weapons, and then says they don't exist, or you know, words similar to that.
I think what's going on there is that you know, they said they spoke off air beforehand.
Yes.
I think it's so that that Dane Wigington can make these statements about laser beams in space, but Richard Gage used a different word, so he can't be held accountable for it. It's plausible deniability.
Absolutely. And another thing, I've listened to that clip a few times now, but what struck me when I was listening to it just now was that he mentioned this Niels Harrit, the Danish chemist who claimed that there were tons of thermite in the towers on a news broadcast. He has also come onto the radar screen again, I think, today, hasn't he, on this other website, which we'll talk about shortly. But it's interesting that they don't mention Mr. Jonas, Steve Nee Jones. You know, they don't mention him in that clip, and it was actually him that came out with this thermite theory in 2005.
He also came out with laser beams from space.
He did, yes, yes. Oh, well, we're already at another break. I was slightly taken aback there, but we will be back after the break, and we'll talk to you some more.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com.
tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of microplant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Johnson, and I'm filling in for, we're filling in for Ralph Winterode, who will be back next week. If you wish, you can look at my website, which is checktheevidence.com, and Dr. Judy Wood's website, which is unsurprisingly called drjudywood.com. And Dr. Judy Wood has written a book called Where Did the Towers Go, which I recommend you try and beg, steal, or borrow a copy of. If you read that book, you will come to understand exactly what happened to the World Trade Center on 9/11, and it will give you a new perspective on life, and we may even get to talking about that aspect of it. We, just before the break there, played a clip of a chap called Dane Wigington speaking to another chap called Richard Gage, and Dr. Wood and I had discussed this before some months ago. We discussed this clip already. And I just wanted to return to that clip where Dane Wigington actually says, he says in the clip, we have one person, Dr. Judy Wood, ignoring evidence and disputing literally not just 2,200 experts, but many more when you count all these other first responders that heard explosions. One person denying who knows how many, 2,500, 3,000 experts from various fields, people be reasonable in believing. Obviously you guys are standing on solid ground, nobody else is. So Dame Wigington is lying in several ways there, because Dr. Judy Wood isn't the only person doing what she's doing. We have Dr. Morgan Reynolds. He did something similar. He hasn't written a book, but he did start a court case. And then Dr. Eric Larson, he wrote the foreword for Dr. Judy Wood's book. He doesn't get a mention in by Dame Wigington, so that's also wrong. I'm being slightly facetious here, of course. And these 20 to 500, 23,000, whatever experts, that number's wrong anyway, because it's just a petition, and many of these people, we don't know what their actual qualifications are. Whereas in Dr. Wood's case, I think we do know what Dr. Wood's qualifications are. We've spoken about it a number of times on this program already. But have you got any comments on that, Dr. Wood?
No. It's except that you think about how many times my book has been peer reviewed. We're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands, orders of magnitude more readers of my book than they have people signed up on their whatever it is, petition. And so if you want to count for how many people agree with what, whatever, the people who've read my book, I find nothing wrong with it, except it shakes their world.
Right,
That's the only problem they have with it.
Absolutely. And one of the things, there's a couple of things I've almost forgotten to mention, but, you're presented with a false choice all the time. We talked about giving people a false choice between the official story and then thermite or nukes or some other story, and you were typing in Skype, weren't we, and you were saying that it's like saying, well, we just need to get people to agree that 3x3 isn't 7 and then we're okay,
yep.
I don't know if you want to express that, what you were typing to me earlier on.
Let me see if I can get,
because we're basically trying to draw a very simple analogy in this false choice, weren't we?
Like if the official story is 3 times 3 is 4, and then the truthers come out with 3 times 3 is 6. Well, that 3 times 3 equals 4 is wrong. So therefore, the assumption is that 3 times 3 equals 6 must be correct. So don't listen to that idiot over there telling you that 3 times 3 is 9.
And this is essentially what's going on. It really is, and people should think very carefully about this.
Not only am I saying 3 times 3 is 9, I'm showing it 10 different ways.
You're showing the actual roots, in that calculation. Obviously, we've made it facetious and simple, but in the book, you show that whole process of how you get to the answer. You don't just state it; you show it. So this is important that people realize. So in other words, to understand that, you've actually got to go through the book. If you don't go through the book, or you don't go through the videos that have been done and everything, you won't get it. You won't understand it. And this is very important that people go through
it. It isn't about the answer.
No.
Actually, I'm known in my teaching to if your work doesn't support your answer, you get a zero on the problem. I was pretty harsh about that, because it's not about the answer. It's about the process. If somebody got the wrong answer, but everything's laid out there perfectly, I can even tell exactly which numbers they punched in the calculator incorrectly. I've been known to take off 1/100th of a point. Other than that, you get a perfect score, because it's so important to understand what you're doing. And I think someone had also asked this question about laying things out. The first serious engineering course, I call it boot camp. Get in this habit of laying out the problem. Define your problem. What are you looking for? What's being asked for? What are you given in the problem? And then draw a line across the page. You have what you're looking for. Draw a line across the page. And then you start solving it. And if you get into that habit, the problems sort of solve themselves.
Yeah. Well, I think what I'm going to do, Dr. Wood, is I'm going to now go into some of the questions that I've received by email. We'll probably get interrupted in a minute.
But
before you do that, I was just going to say that one of the questions relates to just what you were talking about then. It's literally that exact thing. So you carry on and add it, but then I'll maybe go on to this.
Yeah, that it's so important to define the problem first, rather than assume it. If you don't define what problem you're solving, how can you solve it? And that is the biggest trick I first saw as to how a cover-up is run. You get people to assume the wrong problem, and they can never, ever, ever solve the actual problem as long as they're working on an assumed problem that's incorrect.
So what that leads perfectly into this question from Matthew that he sent to me, and he was referring to this, that, you know, this is Engineering 101 you're talking about there, right? Mm-hmm. There. And what he said is, or he's asked in his question is, how much more difficult is problem solving if we fail to define the problem properly? And how does this play into the 9/11 cover-up and cover-ups in general? That was his question.
Exactly. It's impossible to solve the problem if you haven't defined it. Because
right.
Then you're just following wherever your imagination and belief systems want to take you, and that's not solving the problem. That's dealing with your imagination. And another nifty part of this with, I don't know if it's nifty, but that how the cover-up is run, you get people to jump to how it was done or why it was done. Everything but what happened. What happened is identifying the problem. You can't
yes.
solve it until you determine what happened. So if you're looking at who did it, you know, and how they did it, it was thermite, it was bombs, it was nukes, it was this, that, and Bin Laden did it, no, George Bush did it, and all of that round, never gets you anywhere.
So, absolutely, and what I was going to add to that is that the cover-up can stay in place if you don't encourage people to solve the problem. In other words, if you
to identify
prevent,
the whole problem
yeah,
that needs to be solved.
Yeah, exactly, so if you can prevent the problem-solving process from happening by, you know, preventing people from identifying what the problem is, then the cover-up can stay in place. You don't have to worry.
Yeah, you get them to jump past that and say it was thermite. Well, okay, what was thermite? It was. What's it?
Yeah.
I don't
exactly.
know. Whatever it was that happened. Huh? You know, they can't tell you what happened or what the destructive mechanism was.
And what I found is as well that, you know, if you're having these discussions with people and you're trying to work out their motives. One of the good questions to ask them, and I did this today with somebody who popped up on Facebook, I said to them, "And what problem are you trying to solve?" And if you ask people that question, typically I found that they either come out with just some gibberish, or they come out with an honest answer.
No, they go silent.
Or they go silent, yeah, exactly. So that's a good question to ask people and really pin them down on it. And another point that Matthew had made, or it was at sort of the end of his question, is that the 9/11 truth movement is essentially being trained to dismiss what you've been saying, what Dr. Wood's been saying, in the last few years, without bothering to actually look at it. And a number of people have written to me and said, "Well, I heard of Dr. Judy Wood a few years ago, and I'd never even looked at it. I just assumed that it must be wrong, you know." And then
because
they've
that's
actually,
what we were told.
Exactly, they were trained. They were encouraged. Into that not solving, not looking at the problem, not looking at the evidence. And this is essentially what happened to me as well, as I've written a little bit about in my book. So that was Matthew's question or point as well.
Well, that brings me to this thing with like this deal with Niels Harrit,
yep.
saying, well, she doesn't know what she's talking about. Nobody understands her. Nobody knows what she's talking about. Has he even read my book?
Right. Right.
That's like a first grader saying, "I don't know how to add, so therefore that author of that or arithmetic book must be wrong because I haven't read it."
Exactly. And we'll talk more about this after the break. It's going to be a longer break now. Niels Harrit has been doing this for a long time, but we'll talk about that more after the break. So we'll speak to you soon.